anything. I didn't ask permission. I just asked forgiveness. I was like, here you go, yes or no. And they both loved it. And so I was like, okay, fine. But that sort of thing, that like orchestral over death metal, that's like, that's 100% like voice side. I mean, Logan does that too. Like, we all really like it, but the vocals and the scoring, that's sort of my jam. Everything else, I'm kind of meh. I'm okay at bass and I'm terrible at guitar, but the scoring and the vocals, that's my stuff. So yeah, and they liked it, so I did the whole album like that, and it was definitely a change.
Yeah, it's interesting how, I mean I personally like it, and I don't think I don't know what you know, kind of comments you've heard about this, but I don't think it takes away the, you know, if you're trying to convey, you know, anger or you know, anxiety or anguish, whatever you're trying to, you know, convey with the song, I don't think it reduces any power of it. I think it kind of enhances it, or I don't know, makes it better, makes it yeah, I'm not too sure how to express it, but I think it's good. But I'm lying.
Yeah, well, that's good. I was surprised. I thought I was going to get a lot of hate, honestly, just because the past albums were very straightforward. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I agree. I feel like it adds dimension to the music, and my goal was to not make it like in your face, because with Design Abstract, it is in your face. Like, people have complained that the orchestra is louder than the guitars, and I'm like, okay, cool, good. I don't know. It's like, that's the point of that band, is that it's very, very melodic. And with this, I went into it being like, this can't really be melodic. Like, it can add dimension, or it can add, like, a feeling. Like, it can add sort of the darkness, or like the, yeah, it feels more big, feels more deep. But it definitely can't make it sound like prettier or necessarily smarter, because it's just not going to work with the vibe. So I put it in and I turned it way down, so you don't really notice until you kind of like take it out. It's like, oh yeah, there's not just guitars. It's like,
yeah,
it's kind of hidden.
Well, yeah, I, yeah, to be honest, I didn't pay close attention to Seed of Hatred, but I will again. But yeah, the Psychotomatic, I was, yeah, and it was like,
that's said, the big one. Yeah.
It sounded really good to me. Like, I loved it, because I, like you said, you start to hear like a high pitched thing, and I'm like, okay, what's that? That's not the guitar or the bass or the drums. Yeah. Like, what is that? And then, yep. Anyway, but I'm a little biased, maybe, you know. I like that.
That's how we get you.
Exactly. It's all the subliminal, you know, 400 megahertz messages that we have hidden in the songs. Awesome.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to tour with this new album? How is it going with that?
No, we don't really play shows with any of our bands. Like, we're just basically trying to make the best albums that we can, and it's really hard logistically to find, especially with Ethereal Void, to find a drummer who can, or like, be a reliable human being and also play that.
Yes.
It's pretty tough, and the thing is, like, we did try with Design Abstract. It's kind of weird, because we always thought of Design Abstract as the main band and then this one as like our side project, but it clearly it's kind of the other way around, because the Design Abstract is very niche. It's very weird music, and this is a lot more straightforward. So I'm having to kind of re-gear and be like, I think now that one's the side project. But we did try playing live with it, and it's just so hard to find people who are on the same wavelength. Especially with me, I'm really difficult to work with. Like, I don't know how Logan has dealt with me for this long, because we've known each other for a long time, and I know that I'm a huge pain to work with, just because I need everything to be like exactly the way it is.
Yes.
And so it's hard to find members who share that same vision and are okay with being told, hey, this is a great riff, but it doesn't fit at all. So we could hire session members, but there's so much logistics with that, and we just want to make albums that just absolutely kick ass, is what it comes down to.
So, oh no, I hear you. Yeah, and I mean, that explains, I guess, a little bit. Yeah, the drumming on the, again, you know, Psychosomatic Suicide was the ones I was paying attention properly, and yeah, the drumming there is kind of, yeah, a little fast.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is like, the drums basically are just part of the production for us, and we don't try to write anything that's like stupid and crazy. So I played drums for years and years for a bunch of different metal bands. So for a lot of the albums, I would program it the exact way that I would play it. I would sit down and figure out fills, and I would figure out drum beats. But I have not touched drums in a long time, so I can't pretend that I could play that stuff. But it is programmed in a way that I would play it stylistically, at least. But yeah, and I try to make it so it doesn't sound super fake and super computerized. Like, most of my drum programming when the album's done, people can't really tell it's fake, and typically with metal it's super super produced anyway, so you can't really tell unless you're getting into really obscure stuff. So yeah, I think we can get away with it, but yeah, we haven't found anybody who can reliably play it and like just get along with the band.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Yeah, I mean, I was listening to the bass drum especially, and I mean a little bit of the snare that it has, you know, a little you know, it's not in sync. I don't know how you properly say it in music words, but you know, it's not always that same beat. It's like odd, the odd beat, the odd whatever, and then it's a little slower. And then anyway, but the bass drum was like just, you know, just like
exactly. Yeah, and Logan loves writing that stuff too. He'll just like write songs that are just like 6 straight minutes of. I'm like, okay, well, yeah, we're lucky that it's just the computer playing it, because that sounds like a nightmare.
Although, I mean, you know, there are drummers that can play that. I'm still amazed of.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've got a few session drummers like on my list if we ever needed to. And yeah, because there's incredible talent out there, and I played drums for a lot of years, and then I kind of couldn't keep up after a while. There was like this new wave, this new generation of drummers that were just like kicking everyone's ass, and I'm like, oh my god. And yeah, it's endurance as much as anything else. There's skill, and then it's just like physical endurance it's just ridiculous.
Yes,
it's hard.
Agreed, especially at these beats, and yeah, the accuracy and the tempo and the, you know, keeping everything going properly for an hour and a half. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So for people that want to connect with you guys, get your music, I don't know if you do CDs or merchandise, where can they go?
Yeah. Bandcamp is the one that we like the best. That's where we have a limited run of CDs for Gods of the Dead World. And you can order through Bandcamp, or you can always send the Facebook page a message. We don't do a lot of social media. We don't like do Twitter or anything like that. We're on Facebook, Ethereal Void. Or if you see Abstracted Records, that's basically just me and Logan. We work on so many projects that we decided to create a sort of like, it's not really a label, but it's kind of a label. And it's like a recording studio. Anything that comes out of our little home studio, it's me or Logan working on it, basically, if it has the Abstracted Records name. So you can always check out that Bandcamp or find us on Facebook there. That's sort of the main stuff. But we definitely prefer Bandcamp. It's really good. And you can buy the album there. And, yeah, we do have some CDs left because we did print some.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, sounds great. Now we know where to go. Well, I want to thank you again, Voicide, for being with us tonight. And yeah, whenever something new comes out with either bands, just let us know, and
yeah,
we'll be happy to spread the word.
Cool. Yeah, sounds good. And yeah, thanks for having me. It's been fun.
All right. Thank you very much. I will talk to you soon, hopefully.
All right. Yep. Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye. All right. So that was Voicide from Ethereal Void. And yeah, speaking about that, let's play some more of their music and some more music here at the Metal Meltdown.
Surrounding all the answers that you seek. You're no
To the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and that you can also find all past, present, and future podcasts on cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. All right, we just listened to Audience Fist. They are from the Okanagan here in British Columbia, Canada. And we listened to the song Riff Master, which is part of their brand new album Remade in Steel. Before that, we listened to Dead Quiet. They are from Vancouver, Canada, and we listened to the song The Hanging Man, which is part of their brand new album titled Four, the Roman number 4. And we started the set with our guest today, Ethereal Void, with their song The Brownstone Spire, which is part of the brand new album Gods of a Dead World. And I want to thank again Voicide for having a great chat with us. It was super fun and informative. It was great. Yeah, thank you, Voicide. And thank you to Ethereal Void. And for now, let's go with more music here at the Metal Meltdown.